Well, the state is stepping up the fight against what's being called by public health professionals as an epidemic of a particular sexually transmitted disease. The new state policy will allow doctors to prescribe medication to patients they have never met.
The number of reported cases of chlamydia has more than doubled in Massachusetts over the last decade, from just under 9,000 cases in 1999 to about 18,000 cases 10 years later.
The new program, called Expedited Partner Therapy, allows the partner of a patient infected with chlamydia to receive antibiotics without seeing a doctor. So with us on the line to discuss the new rule is Dr. Anita Berry. She is Director of Communicable Disease Control for the Boston Public Health Commission. Dr. Berry, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
I guess first let me just ask you procedurally, how is it that a patient would get a antibiotic prescription for chlamydia without seeing a doctor? How does that work?
Well, first of all, you'd have a patient who has been diagnosed with chlamydia. And we know that if we don't treat the sexual partners of that patient, he or she is likely to just get reinfected. So once the diagnosis is made in the case, then they're asked if they've had sexual partners. And if yes, healthcare providers can now provide antibiotic to treat the infection in that partner without having to see the partner.
So they would provide it to the person in the doctor's office, and then we would trust that person to give it to their partner?
Yes, that's correct. And of course, there would be a lot of education around the reason it's important to do that.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, I understand that Massachusetts is not the first state to try such a policy, but it seems a little counterintuitive to prescribe prescription medication of any kind to someone without seeing a doctor. Are there risks there?
Well, there are risks and benefits in everything that we do in medicine and public health. With chlamydia, fortunately, the treatment is one dose of an antibiotic for almost everyone. So we're not talking about a prolonged treatment course. And also, having an allergic or other serious reaction to the antibiotic that's used is quite rare. And we know that from looking at information from other states who already use expedited partner therapy.
Has it shown to be effective in those other states in reducing chlamydia infection rates?
It's certainly advocated by the CDC to help in reducing chlamydia rates, and it certainly makes sense that it would do that.
Is there any sense as to why the number of infections has risen so dramatically here in Massachusetts?
Well, we know we certainly have a lot of infection. In Boston, for example, in 2010, we had 4,430 new cases of chlamydia in city residents. So that's a very, very high number of infections. But looking at numbers over the years is a little problematic because the way we diagnose chlamydia has gotten to be easier. We can diagnose it now through a urine specimen as opposed to needing a pelvic exam, for example, in a woman. Also, we find out about chlamydia cases because healthcare providers and laboratories must report that to us at the health department. And in the past few years, reporting has become more automated, so we believe we're getting more complete reporting. And furthermore, screening guidelines have been introduced that result in young women under 26, if they're sexually active, getting screened for chlamydia every year. So that combination of changes in testing, screening, and reporting probably is contributing somewhat to the increase in numbers.
Dr. Berry, if I may ask you one last question in just the couple seconds we have left. From the point of ensuring compliance, I mean, is there training going to be done with doctors themselves to say, you know, now we strongly recommend you to ask the patient, how many sexual partners do you have, with the effort of trying to get them to answer honestly so that these additional prescriptions can be given?
There will certainly be guidelines coming out from the state health department about how doctors should handle this and give people the information they need to protect themselves and their partners.
Dr. Anita Berry, the Director of Communicable Disease Control for the Boston Public Health Commission, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Still ahead on our program, our weekend arts picks, and then a conversation with Richard Davey, the state's next Secretary of Transportation. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.